I'm the one that got thrown out like yesterday's trash and like walked out by HR like so many times because they didn't need me. But I've turned my mess into a message of hope just to inspire others, but especially those of us with ADHD.
Hey yo, busy brain. Welcome to my podcast. I am Camden Hainsworth, ADHD advocate, coach, and member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Understanding my own ADHD diagnosis completely changed the course of my life for the better. Now it is my mission and joy to provide you with the tools to do the same. Join me weekly. Let's create real results that work with your neurodivergence and reflect a confident life of self-acceptance, growth, and satisfaction. Welcome to the Busy Brain Saint podcast. Let's get growing. Hello, everyone. You made it. I'm so happy that you are here. My brain is busy and my heart is full. And today's episode is titled, How to Find Work That Works for Your ADHD with Coach Ryan Mayer. Ryan, I'm so happy that you are here. And for all of you listening, Ryan has been an incredible support and influence in my ADHD journey as we both started out considering ADHD coaching, enjoying ADHD coaching, enjoying the ADHD community at a very similar time. And I would say a somewhat similar time in our life. It was really awesome to be introduced to him through a mutual friend at the time and to see his influence and his creativity start to really impact the ADHD community as a whole on social media, specifically on TikTok and Instagram. And then in a like fashion, just enjoy watching his journey as my own was unfolding, his was unfolding, and then developing into our own individual coaching businesses. It's been so beautiful to watch him coach other people, to feel coached by him personally, and to also see the value, the love, and the heart that he puts into this work. Ryan is a dad to some young kiddos. He's married to his sweet wife, Andrea, and they live out in Ohio. And just really, really grateful to bring him on specifically today as an expert of someone with ADHD who understands the challenges of finding work that actually aligns, that fits, that feels good, and that it works with our ADHD brain. That could be a career, that could be entrepreneurism, that could be a job to get us through what we need to get through. And regardless, seeing your worth as a human outside of all the judgments that society might bring to us. So Ryan, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to get into this. If you wouldn't mind just filling in any details that maybe I neglected and introducing yourself a little more, and then we'll get into that.
Totally. I don't ever play favorites, but that might be arguably the best intro I've ever gotten. And it's like, wait, I'm not supposed to cry during my own intro. So,
why not? We'll just open up the floodgates early.
Exactly. Like we're in a safe space. But I'm so honored to be here too. And the feelings of respect and admiration are mutual. And since we are faith-based people, like I definitely feel like God brought us together and got our stories and our paths connected, which is so cool.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So I just feel so blessed that you came into my life also. And that we get to help people together. Like, you know, people talk about like competition and I never think of it that way. I always think of it as collaboration and like, hey, we're all on the same team.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm there with you. That's very sweet. Thanks for saying that.
Of course. So yes, you didn't neglect anything. But if there's anything else I would include, it was kind of fun to hear. I'm out in Ohio. I've seen bumper stickers that say stuck in Ohio. And I say, you know what? Come on. It's all about our attitude. I'm not stuck. I'm here by choice. Yeah. I love Ohio. The state motto is the heart of it all because it kind of looks like a heart. So it's kind of fun. But anyway, I'm ADHD coach Ryan Mayer, and I am here And I'm an ADHD coach. I fell forward into a job that is perfect for me totally by accident. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit, story time. I'm going to tell you a little bit just about that journey today and how I'm leveraging my struggles to help others navigate through the storm. Man, that was good. I should write that down.
It was good. I like it. We'll highlight it in the show notes.
Thank you.
I love that. I love the failing forward. I love the finding yourself in this place that like feels good. Give us a little bit more insight as to what didn't feel good before. Maybe you recognized it. Maybe you didn't. Maybe it's in retrospect.
Yeah.
But what is it that you've learned, at least from where you're standing now, that you can see, that was not the right fit?
So before becoming a certified ADHD coach, I worked in corporate America for over a decade, of struggles. And I've come a long way since then. And I feel that with God's help and the help of other friends in the community like Camden, that I've turned my mess into a message of hope just to inspire others, like really inspire anyone who feels like they're struggling to find their way or struggling to find their place, but especially those of us with ADHD to start believing in themselves again, really. Because despite me having a great upbringing, like I think you'll hear a lot of people have stories of, traumatic, drama-filled upbringing. And I am so grateful to say I don't have that. Like I had a happy childhood, a strong support network of family and friends always. And I felt like despite all of that, I had fallen well short of my potential. And I have a feeling that'll probably ring true for a lot of the listeners. And because I really appreciate having a space where I can talk about the faith component, because that's not one I always shed light on. But I kept asking God, like, hey, I'm really trying my best here. Like, I'm not trying to take advantage of anyone. I'm honestly trying really, really hard. And it's like nothing's working out. So what's the deal? Because I started to lose confidence in myself. Like I always felt like I had something special to offer. And some people would say like, you have the it factor. And it's like, okay, cool. Is there a job where I can apply the it factor? Cause so far, like every job has said, that's really cute and creative, but please be quiet, sit down and do your job. And in fact, my life at one point was overcome by overwhelm, shame, and disappointment. And I felt like no matter how hard I tried, how much time I put into the job, even if I went in early or stayed late or whatever, I was just doomed for failure. And it even got to the point where I started to believe that I didn't, I'm using air quotes, deserve to be successful professionally because I was so flawed, air quotes, by my ADHD. When it turns out, I'm not flawed. None of us are broken. I was allowing the performance evaluations I would get to define my own worth as a human. And then I had kind of this epiphany moment of like this light bulb went off, like, oh, wait a minute. I just wasn't a good fit for those jobs. It doesn't mean I'm a terrible person. I wish I would have known that like a long time ago, but I truly feel that God took me through all of those challenges. Cause the whole idea of like, you know, you get refined by fire kind of thing, that now I still have the confidence, man, he humbled me big time several times over just to make sure I got the message. So now, no matter how, I'm using air quotes again, famous I get or whatever, I'm never going to feel like I'm more important than anyone. Because I'm just here, like God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Write that one down, everyone. So like he's called flawed, like people who struggled. Like Moses had a speech impediment. So anyway, I don't think I'm perfect. I'm far from it. But yet here I am helping other people just like me finally doing work that matters. And so I'm here to help other people do the same.
Thank you. That was amazing. Many takeaways with that. And so I think as we dig further into that message of like the sense of self-worth being tied to a performance of a particular individual or a particular system or a set of rules that maybe you weren't created to have to perform against. You know, and recognizing that, hey, there might be another way to show all sides of me freely, openly, and they might actually work out for the world better as well. So I think that there's just a lot to that. How would you know? How would a person listening know if they were in younger Ryan's position now? What might be some of the things that they could see for themselves?
Just remember that the work that we do, it's just a job. Like if you go to work somewhere, don't let that define you. Like if, for example, I've had the honor of working with some extremely successful people who many of whom have ADHD, and a lot of them tie their identity to their work. So if someone asks me like who I am, like, so who are you exactly? Like, okay, yeah, my occupation is I'm an ADHD coach, but I'm a husband and a dad and a friend and a son and all these different things. So I used to think, like so many of us do, like you kind of get brainwashed by culture and society. Like, so what is it that you do? Like, well, it doesn't matter what the job title is. Like, that's just shallow, like small talk. I would say to other people that are younger than me, like, don't ever let your performance at a job define who you are as a person.
Awesome. And to that note, which was well put, when we start to see that we're defining ourselves by the things that we're not quite doing as perfectly according to someone else's judgment, then what? Hey, busy brains. I have some very exciting news. You have been working on your ADHD. You have been advocating for yourself, and now you're looking for a coaching program to be a part of. I am so excited to let you know that in the very near future, we will be launching a coaching program called Mindful. On this podcast, we talk a lot about mindset, about thought work, and I will be able to now coach you one-on-one in this program so that you can start to improve yourself by your own situations. If you're looking for a community of other ADHDers that understand your brain, you're going to find that here too. If you're looking for time to review calls and to look at them on your own on recordings, I will have that for you. You're going to want to be on my wait list to know more about this. I'm so excited to present it to you. Go to the show notes here in order to join the wait list, or you can go sign up on my social media. I cannot wait to finally see your faces. Literally, I just get so excited even thinking about it. So go there, sign up right now. Okay, back to the show.
How would they know? And my former coach, who is the founder, so David Gawork, who is the founder of the ADD Coach Academy, about 6 months after I got my certification, he followed up with me and said, Ryan, your profile is like blowing up on our coaching directory site. Like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm finally doing work that matters.
Yeah.
And I'm being authentically myself, which up to that point in my life, like, didn't work. So I kept putting on the mask or just like putting up the walls. Cause I'm like, all right, well, I guess I can't really be me. I need to like put on a show for what I think everybody wants to see. And so finally I could just be me, and that was enough.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta feel so good. And I love that. And that was enough, right? Sometimes it sounded like you being you wasn't unfamiliar to you, but it was not enough according to the people that were around you, or it was too much, or it was, you know, not accepted.
Yeah. It wasn't right. It definitely wasn't right.
Yeah. So now tying this to your very true best self, or most aligned self, now seeing the impact that you're able to make, let's go ahead and transition to that. And you've already brought so much joy. We can hear it in your voice, you know, but what does that feel like? How can you say that having a job where you feel completely aligned and welcome to be your whole self, what's the change there?
If anyone's out there and you feel like there's something off about like the job that you're doing, like I'm just like not happy, make sure you like don't be satisfied with mediocrity, because for a long time I was. Like, keep searching. Like, I always have a beginner's mind. I'm never like, well, I know more than you. I'm learning from everybody I meet. And there are days where, man, like this sounds a little cliche, but I had it just earlier this week of like, I can't believe that I get to work from home. Like right now I'm wearing these like goofy glasses that are kind of like my mindset glasses. I get to record videos for social media that, you know, like some of them have millions of views, and that just still kind of blows my mind. Like, wait, really? Me? I'm the one that got thrown out like yesterday's trash and like walked out by HR like so many times because they didn't need me. And now I've coached people from 20 different countries around the world. It just, yeah. So it just feels good because you connect with someone. Like for anyone who's ever met somebody and then within like 5 minutes, you feel like you've known them for years.
Yeah.
That's how I feel with every phone call. And it's perfect for my ADHD because I never know what it's going to be. It's like opening up a present every time I open a Zoom meeting.
Because
I'm like,
best.
Like, oh, I wonder what we're going to talk about. Like yes. I call it like a soft structure. Like, yeah, I have like bullet points of what we should cover if it makes sense for the person to talk about it. But we never know where it's going to go. So I can't possibly get bored. It's awesome.
Yeah, I just love that. And what I think is really cool to highlight with this too, is that that really speaks to your understanding of your ADHD brain. Because if, for example, I told my husband exactly what you just said, he would like break into hives. Him having to do that would cause him to break into hives. And so yet he's very, very good at what he does and in his sphere and how he serves his people and how he leads with his heart. And so I think that's what's so very cool. It's not that you have to, you meaning people listening to this podcast, you all don't have to become an ADHD coach in order to find this.
Exactly.
But you need to be okay and give yourself the freedom to believe that in pursuing who you are, in learning who you are, in learning what makes the energy flow and what helps you to show up in your truest sense, where you're not judging what you're saying, or you're not filled with shame or with guilt that's not motivating you and leading you to a positive result. What does that person look like in the workplace? What does that person look like when they say, okay, I need to go hop on a meeting? What does that person feel like when they're surrounded by their colleagues or their clients? And if it is not something that is allowing you to progress in a way like I believe that God intended you to, then maybe it's time to be a little more reflective.
Yes, exactly.
And to believe that there might be something else more for you. We did not come to this earth to be small. We came to be humble. To remember, you know, who's in charge and who's guiding us, and to do the work to allow other people to know more of who they are. And that is not a small work. And I see that in you, Ryan. I've seen that over the years of watching you, is as you have really leaned into this calling almost of, yes, work is work, but also if I'm going to work, I'm going to do it well. And I'm going to be my best self and my full self. That calling has moved the world forward and has allowed and given permission for others to do the same. And that's not just for Ryan, and that's not just for me. That is for all of us who have ADHD brains. And we want you to know that we're cheering for you and that there is space enough in this world for us. It's so cool.
whatever crazy idea you have, why not you? Why couldn't it be you? And I was, as you were talking, I was thinking more about not only how do you know what's like your thing if you found it, but also how do you know if it's not the thing? And I can remember days where I would put in like a, let's just call it a 10-hour day or something at, you know, a corporate workplace. And I would do all these administrative tasks and I'd be totally exhausted. And I would think to myself, this work was completely meaningless, like all day long. It was like, I'm checking these boxes because that's quote unquote, that's what we do here. But like none of it got me excited. None of it felt meaningful. It was just like, well, yeah, that's what everyone in this job has to do. And if you don't do it, you're in trouble. And I'm like, and that is no way to live.
Mm-mm. No, I love that story when you know, to the very degree of you rolling up your sleeves, getting ready to work and your boss says, yeah, no, we don't do that. You know, just, and that's such a minor detail, yet it speaks to probably the feeling that you must have been having, like, wow, if we are that specific,
like petty,
yes, then okay, maybe there's somewhere else we can go here. And I would also say that just to a degree, not that all personal development in neurotypical society is like this, but a lot of the time, the way that they approach one's professionality, one's success, the parameters by which they say you're either professional or unprofessional, you're legit or not legit, they're just rules that people make up. And some of the rules
arbitrarily.
Are louder.
Arbitrarily.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, precisely. And when we really start to see who we are and we start to make our rules based upon the values, like Ryan has said, that matter to him, or the values that matter to you as the audience listening, what then is possible? What then is possible? It's so beautiful. And I'm sure, Ryan, that you've had this feeling to watch your clients come in from, you know, all these struggles and all of these narratives that they've adopted about themselves. And then exactly like you said, like over time, see them transform and start to reject these narratives and then adopt the ones and create the ones that are actually aligned, and then see what they're actually capable of doing, not just for themselves, but then of course, secondhand for the world, in a small format or a big format. It's just so inspiring. It's amazing.
And that's actually, I think about it as a ripple effect. Like, you know, when you toss the proverbial pebble into the pond, how that impacts everybody in your outer sphere. I want my ripple effect to be a positive one. I want to leave a legacy. And one of the ways I can do that is I just started asking the bigger question of how can I change the way that the world looks at ADHD and how people with ADHD look at themselves, which is where we need to start. And so I thought about, well, I'm going to start from the pain that I had. And there's only one of me, but I can, in a sense, I'm using air quotes again. I love air quotes. multiply myself by creating a course for people who are struggling. They feel like there's something missing, but they can't quite put a finger on it. And it would break my heart when people would say, I love your content. I would love to work with you, but I can't afford it. So that's one of the other things I wanted to talk about today too, if you're
open. Let's get into that. Yeah, please. This is a huge portion of this. Your course is called How to Find Work That Works for Your ADHD. It is the most ADHD friendly course, which means from my end with an ADHD brain, I don't have to go log into somewhere. I don't have to remember a website. I sign up using my text, my phone number, and then day in and day out over the course of 10 days, a text is sent to me dripping and I get to watch a video. And then I get to be reflective and there's some supports there if I'd like to use them.
Yeah. Like I know that there's people listening out there who have like a notebook or maybe it's buried digitally somewhere with like these amazing notes from like a conference you went to one time, like all of the conferences I've ever been to, where I'm like, no, 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 I'm going to come back and read through this.
I'm going to remember this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I can't make my program like that. Mm-hmm. And I can't make it too expensive. And it has to be ADHD friendly. And it has to be something where they get tangible benefit. Okay. So how are we going to do that? So I decided text message based. So like, I guarantee there's folks out there that are like, yeah, I have like thousands, hundreds of thousands of like unopened emails probably. And like, that can be super overwhelming. Like yeah. Camden and I are like both raising our hands like, hi, yeah, me. And there's even shame around that too.
Yeah.
And what I have learned from 2 years as a coach is like, it doesn't matter how badly someone with ADHD wants to do a thing. If it's in an inbox, there's a much higher likelihood it's not going to happen. So I'm like, no, we can't go to the inbox. And no, we're not developed. Well, like, you know, I get people hit me up like, we can help you develop an app. And I'm like, okay, like, that's cool. But no, I can't, because like, no one's going to use it.
Yeah.
Not even me. So this is a text. It comes to the user. So like, you know, Cameron's going to give you the link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And you just go to the webpage on my site for the course, How to Find Work That Works for Your ADHD. You sign up, you click submit. Wait, what was that? That was me texting you. Hey, it's Coach Ryan here. Thanks for signing up. Tomorrow's the big day. And then Camden sort of mentioned this, but I'll kind of elaborate. So each day you get a text at 9 a.m. your time. But wait, I live in Malaysia. No problem. We'll send it to you too. Because it can go through WhatsApp or like a SMS, which I had to look it up. It means short message structure. And I was like, because I didn't know what that meant. But anyway, so whatever carrier you have, whatever, no problem. It'll come to you at 9 a.m. and it's an audio message. That's like 90 seconds to 2 minutes or so. And then after that comes, like, it's not until you reply to it.
Yeah.
And you'll get up to 6 messages. And by the end of these 10 days, you'll have things you've printed out, things that I invite you to hang on the wall, talking about your strengths. And it just helps you to think more intentionally about the kind of career you have.
It's amazing. It's everything that we've talked about today. And it's not leaving you with the, okay, now what? This is the, okay, now what? Ryan's course is going to lead you through that. And don't you love that it's generated and it works at the pace that you allow it to. So you can't, I mean, I guess if you were really binging it, but I just like that you can't really. This type of change in coaching does not happen overnight. Some people might say, like, I knew right away I needed to quit and I need to go find a new job. Okay, I can totally honor that. I believe that. But the actual interworkings of your brain and in your body, like, this shift takes reflection. This takes some just like looking at the details of like, what was I thinking before? What was I doing before? Is this something like playing with the doubts that we have as well? Getting clarity on where we're actually headed, why we want that. This takes time. And I love that this course will set it up for you in an ADHD friendly way with somebody who has experience in this field. So I was really excited to interview Ryan because I didn't come from corporate. I came from an elementary school. Which is fine. It's still a job and it still had its ups and downs. But I think that it really speaks to a lot of you out there who may be struggling with work and your profession. And also, if I can just add on to this real fast, what the world thinks of you in the workplace, or like, what are the roles that the world thinks that you need to take about making money for your family or not making money for your family? And unpacking all of that as well. So, like Ryan said, I will have the link in the show notes. I will have the discount code in the show notes as well. And we're really excited to not only be able to talk to you about this, but then to also give you some solutions. So before we kind of end here, and thank you so much, Ryan, for being here. This has been phenomenal. What is it that you hope that people taking this course, the very end, they're going to pay a certain amount of money. Okay. That's the trade, which is very affordable. P.S. Mm-hmm. but they're going to pay this many. And you're hoping on the end of this course that there's going to be something that happens to them. You have spent a lot of time and thought and heart into creating this. What is your hope for them so that they can see what they can hopefully expect? Obviously, the client puts in the work, but your intention for them at the end of going through this.
What a great question. No one's asked me that about this program. I'm going to say a couple other things, and then I'll answer it. One is, I'm so grateful for the work that Camden's doing and for her giving me a chance to come on and hang out with her and talk with all of you. One other thing about the program that the current people going through it have given me the feedback. I just want to tell everyone, let's say you miss a day, because sometimes maybe we have a day where we're just like, I just can't today. Mm-hmm. You can go back and like re-listen and stuff. So it's not like, oh, no, you missed your chance. Like, that's not the idea. You can always go back through it and all that. So just want to put that out there. But at the end, there's two things I want people to have that I want them to realize. One, they're not alone, not anymore, because I used to feel that. And I think a lot of us at some point have felt like no one gets me. That's one. And two is that life is too short to do work that doesn't fulfill you. Because most people in the world are just not willing to take a second to pause and think about if they're really happy. So those would be the two things. Oh, and the price, I don't want to hide that. It's $99. So it's $100 US, but with the Camden code that she's going to put in there, I want to give you $30 off, because I just don't want money to be the thing that stands in the way. So for $70, you get what my clients pay thousands of dollars to get from me. And I'm cool with that.
Love it.
Boom.
I love it. So Ryan, where can people, I'll obviously put it in the show notes. So where, if people want to go see more of you, where can they go find you?
Oh, that would be so great. I'm doing a lot more on YouTube now. I heard that YouTube is this new social media site that's coming out. So you can find me there, ADHD Coach Ryan. That just allows me to do more things like this, like open up and talk longer than like 30 or 90 or 60 seconds or whatever. But at ADHD Coach Ryan Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, on most of the socials. If you just put in ADHD Coach Ryan, you'll find me. Yep. Me and Camden will be right in your search results.
We'll wave at you, give you a little wink. Awesome, Ryan. So, so happy and so blessed to have you on the podcast today. Thank you for all the work that you're doing. And don't be a stranger. You're always welcome at the Busy Brain Saint podcast.
Yeah. Bless all of you. Thanks, Camden.
Awesome. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Busy Brain Saint podcast. So glad that you're here. If you are interested in more information about ADHD coaching, head over to Instagram and follow me at Camden_ADHD. My company is called ADHD Directory. Or if you're also interested in following along with more Latter-day Saint ADHD material, you can follow me at The Busy Brain Saint on Instagram. Thanks so much for being here, and I hope I get to meet you soon. Take care.